Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issues, debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Nizzy Nay and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to... Oh, gosh. Here you go laughing at yourself again. Here you go. You just cannot get over how you sound. Yeah, that's you, Nizzy. That's your voice. That's your squeaky little high-pitched voice. That's what it is.
It's what?
I don't see somebody laugh at themselves so much. Like, you cannot get over how you sound. It's funny. That's funny. That's really funny.
I was getting it, though. It's what? I felt hip for a minute.
You stupid. Okay, let's try this again. Welcome, everybody, to... Come on, Disney Day. I can't even get it out.
Okay, I'm done.
You're in geek mode right now. Okay, welcome everybody to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
She can't even say our freaking name. Holy crap.
I was trying to do something different.
So that's going to be your new intro, laughing while you're talking?
Yeah.
Boy. Okay, so, man, all right, so let's talk about something real quick. Okay, so for the people who have been listening, who have been following us, keeping up with us, first of all, I want to say on behalf of both myself and Nizzy Nay, thank you. Thank you for supporting the movement, regardless of which show you're listening to. Now, let's get something straight for the record, because the people who have been following, and shout out to the hosts, because there's some Blog Talk hosts who have been following us. Shout out to all the hosts that have been following us, you know, and we've been calling other host shows too, you know, showing love throughout the Blog Talk community. So shout out to everybody that's been holding us down. We're going to make sure we show that love right back. We're going to click your shows. We're going to listen. We're going to call your shows, all of that stuff. Like, we're all hosts. So I feel like anybody who's listening that's a host, just know that we show love. We check our views and we see who's listening. If you have a Blog Talk account and you have a show, we will check out your show too. If you call our show and show love, we'll do it. Or we'll just do it anyway, you know, because that's just how we are. Because it's all love. It's all about just keeping it, like, you know, in that circle. Because we all hosts. You know what I mean? Isn't it like we all hosts and we, you know, look out for each other. We can relate to one another, just like artists or anybody. Anybody that does right. The same line of work can relate to one another. You support one another, and that's how you grow, you know. All right. So, with that said, so we have the Monday night show. So check it out, y'all. Everybody that's listening, check it out, because I know y'all just look and see all these shows popping up. But we do have a set schedule. So for Mondays, that's 9 to 11, with myself and Nizzy Nay, with K-Real and Nizzy Nay, from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. That's the Monday show. It's Real Talk Radio. We are the hosts. We are also the producers and owners of the entire movement. So the Monday shows, yeah, that's us. That's K-Real and Nizzy Nay. What our goal and objective is to just touch on, we'll pretty much talk about anything. Whatever's hot, like, we might talk about a trending topic. We were going to do DMX versus Zimmerman, but the fight got canceled, so we had to change the show at the last minute. We already had it set and everything, but we had to change it at the last minute. So we ended up doing tonight's topic, which is tattoos and piercings. But our our show is basically about just without us either trending or however we feeling. A lot of times you'll see us, like, you'll hear us interview artists, models. When I say artists, we're speaking on musicians. Models, upcoming actors, managers, and, you know, we do, like, hip-hop shows or whatever. Whatever comes to mind. You just never know what you'll get from us, you know. So we're kind of that roll of the dice show. You never know what Tayrell and Engineer is going to talk about next week. Now, the Wednesday show is our host, Roxy Rose. She's a host of the It's Real Talk Radio movement. So shout out to Roxy Rose and Shay. Roxy and Shay, their show is on Wednesdays, and their focus is primarily around motherhood, what it's like to be a mom, raising children, and motherly topics. However, she does have a Hot Topic Wednesday every last Wednesday of the month, and she just will talk about whatever she feels like at that point in time, you know. And so that's what you get out of the Wednesday show. That show airs every Wednesday. The Roxy Rose Show airs every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have the Thursday show, which is Green Talk Live. That's Green Talk Live with hosts Chef Moses and Chef Rivera. And their primary focus is around being green, living a healthy lifestyle. They're chefs. And their whole objective is to get the word out to the people on watch what you eat, try to eat healthy, live healthy, be healthy. Also, they cover politics as well. They talk about a lot of things that's going on the political sides of things. So if you're into politics or you want to know how to make a good meal or want to know what you shouldn't be eating because it's some stuff in there that you don't want in your body, all of that good stuff, you need to check out Green Talk Live. If you have a toddler, infant, or child in general, and you have questions or concerns, then you need to, or just someone that just can relate and just, you know, you might not necessarily have a question, but you just want to just hear somebody talk about just things in general about kids because that's what you're into, whatever the case. You need to check out the Roxy Rose Show on Wednesdays. And if you just, you know, just like, if you just like suspension, you never know what these guys are going to talk about, but they always talking about something interesting, then you need to check out the Monday show with myself, Tayrell, and Miss Nizzy May. So just for the record, to get it out there so people will understand, like, that's what's going on. Monday show, roll of the dice. Wednesday show, motherhood. Thursday show, going green. And that is the It's Real Talk Radio movement as of now. But as Nizzy May and the rest of our staff knows, shout out to our program director, Ms. J. Styles, as you all know, like, you know, we go and look and something's changed. But, you know, that's right now, that's what it is. And as of now, that is how it stands. So just for everybody that's listening, so you guys would know. And with that said, Nizzy May, you had something you wanted to say before we get into our topic, right?
Yes. Well, since we are talking about, like, this whole tattoos and piercing, my sister just recently turned 18.
Oh,
she's been talking.
Your little sister just turned 18?
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that. Man, she did not. She didn't grow up. You gotta give your sister some love.
and so she got her little birthday money and everything, and she's been talking about, like, the tattoos and piercings, and tonight she walks to the door, and she looks at my mom. She's like, "Mom, don't kill me." And she sticks out her tongue, and there's a piercing in it. I wanted to wring her neck. Why? Why are these kids doing this? when I was 18, the only thing that I thought about was working, making money, being independent. I wasn't thinking about no freaking piercings or tattoos or nothing like that. Like, I just wanted to make money and buy some new shoes and new clothes and, you know, stuff that I couldn't buy before that, you know. But she walks in the door, she spends her money getting a freaking tongue ring and the little bars and balls or whatever that goes with it in all different colors. That's what she spends her birthday money on, getting a tongue piercing. Like, how crazy is that? What is this world coming to? It's coming to be about piercings and tattoos. That's what these kids are getting now. I blame this on freaking Lil Wayne. He started this.
All I said was blame it on Lil Wayne. Of all people, blame it on Lil Wayne. Why Lil Wayne?
Because he's the one that started that. He's got 150 tattoos on his freaking body and piercings. Like, he started that whole big trend. Like, he started that. Now all of a sudden everybody wants to get tattoos on their whole body. And then on top of that, like, the shows that they're coming out with, like the ink and all that, and that white chick that was on there, that she became really popular because she's a really good tattoo artist. And she said that whole show started it too, when they came out with that show with the whole tattoos. And she has tattoos, I mean, literally all over her body from head to toe. She's got the piercings too. And the big thing now is the Marilyn Monroe, like the Marilyn Monroe piercing, you know, where she had a little mole on the side. Well, people are getting, like, piercings right there to represent her. Like, what is that? And her, my sister's friend has that. And then they got, then she got the tongue piercing and she got the nose piercing. What the hell? I don't understand this. Why? Why? I think my mom's heart just dropped to the floor when she seen that. Like, she didn't even know what to say. And now she can't say nothing because, you know, by law, she's an adult now. She can go and get whatever. She can go and get a tattoo. I mean, I don't know if she'll live another year. But, hey, that's what they're into now. Like, did you think about that literally when you hit 18, the first thing that came through your mind was, oh, I need to get a piercing or I need to get a tattoo? Like, who does that? I don't get it. I don't get the whole fascination with it. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Do you understand it?
Well, I never was one for tattoos. Like, I was never into it. I was never. By the way, did your sister go to, like, an actual tattoo parlor, like a shop, or did she, like, get a person that had their little tattoo gun and got it done that way, or you don't know?
I don't know. I think she went to the mall to get her piercing.
Oh, so she went to a real shop and got it done.
Yeah.
That's right. Not a tattoo. Yeah. You said she got a piercing, a tongue ring. Not a tattoo, a tongue ring.
Yeah, she got a tongue ring.
She got a tongue ring, right. I'm always thinking about, because, like, piercings don't really bother me. It's the tattoos is more so that, it depends, because piercings can be over the top. But as soon as I just automatically started picturing, as soon as you started breaking the news, in my mind, even though you clearly said piercing, I'm thinking tattoo because I guess I have a real biasness towards tattoos. I mean, everybody loves them and are infatuated with them, and both tattoos and piercings. But there's a difference. Piercings, you know, if you get a piercing, wherever you get a piercing at, you can say, I don't want this piercing anymore and take it out. But when you get a tattoo, it's permanent. They do have the laser surgery to remove it. It doesn't always go so well. Sometimes it leaves permanent marks on your body, you know, little scar from the laser, and I'm pretty sure it's probably very painful. I don't know if they numb you or how that works, but laser sounds painful to me. Laser on your skin. I don't know, but I was never one that was like, I want to get a tattoo or a piercing. You know, like, I don't have tattoos or piercings. I was never once interested in getting any of it, and I've got to be one of the only guys that I know of that is not into tattoos and piercings, especially tattoos, because, you know, I don't know, man. Most people I know have a tattoo. Definitely a piercing. Most of the females definitely have a piercing, but tattoos too. And most of the guys definitely have a tattoo. They might not have a piercing, but they surely, you can better believe that they have a tattoo. Like, and not just one. Like, the people I know that have tattoos, which is probably 95% of the people I know, they have at least, like, three. It's like once they start, they can't stop. It's like an adrenaline rush. It's like a drug. It's an addiction. I look at it as an addiction. Anything could be an addiction, but I think tattoos are a huge addiction that, you know, is not really paid that much attention to because it's like, oh, it's just tattoos. It's a tattoo, whatever. It ain't harming nobody. I can do whatever I want to my body. I can mark my body how I choose. You know, so people don't, like, look at it as, like, no big deal. Not really in a sense. I mean, a person can do what they want with their body. But it just amazes me the amount of people, like, the statistically, like, the percentage of people that have tattoos. I don't know the exact statistics, but I'm willing to bet that probably a good 60% of Americans have tattoos. I bet you it's over 50%. I'm so willing to bet more than 50%, especially with the younger generation you go, probably the higher percentage. Like, the younger generation, now they're getting tattoos. They're like, I'll be seeing, like, 13, 14-year-olds with tattoos because you don't have to go to a tattoo shop. Like, back in the day, it was more likely that you had to do that. I'm pretty sure there was people that did it out their own basement here and there, but now I know people personally that just do it, and they're not no licensed, really studied the art or anything like that. They're just people that just learned the skill and they just do it. And the only thing you can hope is that, you know, you deal with the needles and all that stuff. You hope people are being clean and changing their needles every time and doing it the right way. You know, you deal with needles and, you know, you can transfer this stuff that way. But it's amazing. It's amazing the amount of people that are into it, the amount of people that have dozens of tattoos, the amount of people that actually do tattoo work now. And I've seen people actually mess people's tattoos up. Like, you pay a person to do a tattoo, you got this guy that has a little tattoo gun, he does his own thing, and he put this tacky tattoo on your arm, and now people are going, paying other people to get it covered, and, man, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I blame it on Lil Wayne. He did it.
Holy crap. Blame it on. I think people were getting tattoos way before Lil Wayne did it, man.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Tupac had mad tattoos.
But the thing about it is that tattoos weren't that, like, they weren't that big or serious, you know, when Tupac was alive. It wasn't all that serious. Now it is, like, it's really, really, really big now. Like you said, like, over half of people probably have tattoos, at least one tattoo, at least one, and probably thinking about getting another one. It's ridiculous.
I say people have been, tattoos is nothing new. People have been tatted up. You could take it back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Like, people have been tatted up. I think the only difference now is that with the internet and television and reality shows and image being a big thing in society nowadays, I think the younger people are doing growing up things now. So it's just, I think that people have always been getting tattoos. The difference is now you have younger people under 18, like 16, 17, 15, 14, like younger people getting tattoos. I think that might be the difference. People at a younger age, but ever since I can remember, people have like been twos. But that younger generation now, just like how the younger generation now, like the kids have cell phones and smartphones, and they do grown-up things. They do everything. Some of them even be driving their parents' cars, like 13, 14, driving. Like, kids are just doing grown-up things now. So you see a lot of kids with tattoos and piercings, you know. It's like, it's what's popping. As we say in the hood, that's what's popping right now. That's what's popping. That's what's in. That's what's like, that's not even like a trend. It's just, tattoos and piercings are like, they're just there. That's a permanent trend. Like, it's been there. It's not going away. It's going to stay. People are infatuated. Tattoos are like cigarettes. Like, people just are infatuated. They got to have it. Got to have it. You got to have a tattoo. A lot of people are into piercings, too. You have people that are addicted to piercings as well. I mean, I've seen people get piercings all over their entire body. Like, I mean, let me ask you a question. You're a female, Nizzy Nay. What's up with the nipple rings? What's up with those pairs? Like, why? What makes someone want to pierce their nipples?
I don't know. I think it's like some type of sexual thing. That would be my only guess. Would be like some type of sexual thing. I guess it's, I don't know.
But do people like get? Like, do you think people get a real sensation from that? Like,
yeah.
Do you think people really get a real sensation from? Maybe they do. I don't know. I'm not a female, and I personally, I think if you're a guy and you have your nipples ring, you should slap yourself. But for the females that do it, like, what sensation do you get out of that? Like, I just can't visualize like how they get sensation out of it, but. But they're just tugging away at the ring, and that just gives them some type of, I don't know.
Ow.
Maybe it's the pain. Maybe the pain gives them the adrenaline.
It could be
rush.
The pain.
I don't know.
It could be the pain. But what's with the guys getting their private parts pierced?
I wouldn't know nothing about that. I wouldn't know nothing about that, because if a guy does do that, first of all, I can't picture too many black guys doing that. Like, I just don't sound like something a black person would do. I'm not going to say they don't, but that just does not sound like something a black guy would do. And any black guy that does it, I have to question the blackness in him towards something like that. Even if a person does do that, it's not like they're going to tell their friend, hey, guess what, man? Guess what, man? I just got this piercing, man. Look, check it out, man. Just pull down his pants and show his homeboy. It doesn't work that way. So the only people that probably would know is the girls he's sleeping with.
A guy
wouldn't talk about, you know, we call it the pause rule. It used to be no homo, but that's actually offensive. You know what I mean? That's offensive. So now, you know, we say pause. It's the pause rule. Like, you can't say things that sound homosexual. So, you know, you just don't talk about certain things. Like, that's not something you talk to. Well, I can only speak in African-American culture. Different cultures are different. Like, you know, I love white people. I do. But they are different. Like, they can get away with stuff that we can't. And it's not considered, like, borderline gay. It's not considered borderline gay. Like, a white guy can pull out his pants and fart in his homeboy's face, and that's not, like, this is funny. Like, you know what I mean? It's different. They're different. The cultures are different. You know? But, I don't know, man. It's just crazy. Like, the amount of people that are just really into the piercings. Like, that whole getting your Johnson I can't visualize that. Like, I just can't even imagine how painful that is. Like, and like, what do you get out of it? I guess the girl feels that sensation going against her pride.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I mean, you're a female. You're a female. Do you think that you would get a sensation out of that?
No.
You can't picture you getting a sensation out of that?
No, I would not. I would question, you know, I would question him, like, why would you do that? That's kind of, you know, kind of weird. Like, I don't think I would. I mean, what if it, like, scratches me in the inside or something? Like, what do you think it would, like, scratch me from the inside or something? I mean,
like something could just go wrong or something. Like, if anything.
Yeah. Like, it would tear my insides up.
Well, maybe it's for oral purposes as well. Like, maybe for oral purposes, the female gets something out of, like, you know, playing around with it, or I don't know, man. I just know
what?
I would never.
I can't see that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying she gets, no, but I mean it's like she's trying to, you know, please him, and he's got, like, some type of, I don't even know how it looks. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I can only imagine, right? I mean, no, I wouldn't. Like, what are you trying to say? Like, I'm looking at. I'm not even going to go there anyway. Like, maybe the female just. I'm just trying to guess what would make a guy want. Because, you know, females get their clicks. They get their clicks, this. And I can kind of understand a little bit, like, all right, well, the guy can kind of, you know, mess around with that. I'm pretty sure that gives a sensation, right? Like, You think that would give a sensation, right? Like the clit, like your clit, like you get your clit pissed and the guy's just licking down there and tugging away, and you think you would get a sensation out of that, right?
Oh my God, I can't even think about it. Oh my God, I don't know. I don't want
to
know.
So that you'll pass?
I'll pass on that note. I know why. And females not only get pierced down there, but get tattoos as well.
That's retarded. If you got a tattoo down there, down your female parts, that is retarded. Like, I'm sorry, that's just crazy. Like, what in the world? Like, I don't even get it. Like, it's just stupid to me. Like, I just don't understand. Like, what do you get out of that? Like, I don't know. I can't even, like, I don't know.
At least At least a guy would know if she was cheating or not, because all the dude would have to say is, yo, I seen your girl's tattoo. Doesn't she have this tattoo down there? And
then again, you know, most of these girls is getting on social medias and twerking and taking naked pictures and all of this stuff, half naked. Like, most of the girls be pretty much showing everything. They be showing their chest. Like, nowadays, you could have never even met the female face-to-face and know where she got a tattoo at because of the revealing photos and videos these females are taking via social media. So, I mean, even without, like, a guy could say that, right? It really didn't hit. But because she probably got, you know, pictures and videos of her freaking naked. Like, these females are wilding out nowadays. Like, this social media is getting out of hand, man. These females are bugging. Like, everybody's just turning ratchet now. Like, that's just what it's all about. Just life is just a big reality show now. Just get tatted up, pissed up, just fight and get posted on YouTube, take naked pictures, just wild out. Just life is a big reality show.
It is. We got, look, that chick that we've seen on Facebook. Now, let me tell you, this girl, she is a complete Barbie. She's a Barbie. You can tell that she's really pretty. She is very pretty. But she has tattoos all over her body. I mean, all over her body, literally. She has piercings. She has the weave going on, the fake eyelashes. I don't know. She might have butt implants, too. Like, she's everything is just, but you could tell, like, from her face that she's really pretty. Like, she's a really pretty girl. But she looks like a freaking clown now.
Yeah,
she really
looks
like a clown. Like, I don't understand that. And then you wonder why men just want to hit it and quit it. You know, you must be only good for one thing. You don't want to see you out in public looking like that.
I mean, go figure. I think that these females are, like, definitely, like, emulating what they're seeing, on television and what's trending, what's popular, what's the fad, like, what's going on. Like, oh, everybody's getting tattoos. I might get tattoos, too. I think people definitely love tattoos and piercings, but I don't think as many people would get them if they weren't influenced by other people. Like the female you're talking about, I know exactly who you're talking about. You know, the chick on Facebook, yeah. And I'm like, yo, I can't even lie. Like, she a bad chick, but you know, like, to me, seeing her like that just takes away from her sex appeal.
Yeah,
you know what
it
mean?
Does.
It takes away. Like, she got a fat butt and she got body and all that stuff, but like those, like, she's just, it's too much. What's like? What the hell was that? Like, you don't know, man. She got, like, dog paws on her legs. What is up with these females getting dog paws, like, on their... Like, when did that become sexy? That's what I want to know. When did getting dog paw tattoos on your leg become sexy?
You remember when Eve did it?
What is that statement saying? I like dogs.
Remember when Eve did it? She had the ball. She had the dog paw prints on her chest. Remember that?
I don't know, man. It's just stupid. I don't care who did it. It's just stupid to me. Like, these females, like, some of these females have great bodies, and I don't understand why they want to do it. Like, your body is pure. Your body is your temple. Like, why do you want to just, like, graffiti up your body like that? Like, why wouldn't you want your body to be natural? Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing... From a guy's perspective, I'm going to speak on behalf of myself when I say this. Like, nothing is sexier than a female who is just all natural. Natural hair, natural everything. Natural hair, natural nails, everything. Natural skin, everything is natural. Like, that's what I like. I don't even care if you got 8 cups. Rock those 8 cups with pride, god dang it. You know what I mean? Like, now, there is an exception if for medical reasons you need to get an adjustment done to your body, of course. Other than that, man, be yourself and be proud of who you are. Like, why do people feel that they have to do all these things to adjust themselves? Like, it's like people aren't happy with who they are. So it's like, oh, I need to get this tattoo because I need to bring out this or bring out my arms and this or bring out my legs. And the craziest part about it is, when you see some of these females that are, like, obviously bad as hell, and they just do it, it's like, no, why did you do that to yourself? You were perfect. Like, why? Like, now I don't even enjoy looking at you the same. I just see a bunch of words and, like the female you were speaking on, like, her whole leg, like, you can't even hardly see her leg no more. Like, you can barely tell what complexion she is. Like, it's everywhere. Like, there's tattoos all over, everywhere. Like, what makes a person, like, why? How and why is that appealing? Don't get me wrong. I've seen some crafty tattoos, some nice-looking tattoos. Don't get me wrong. But I still don't think it's worth it. You know what I mean? If anything, get the fake tattoos that at least will wash away. Like, you want to privately put something on your body for what? You know what I mean? Hey, I got people I love and care for dearly. You know what I mean? But I'm not getting no tattoo on nobody. Like, I'm not getting a tattoo on myself, my relatives, my friend, my lover, my wife, nobody. Like, I'm not tattooing my body. You know what I mean? Like, I'm keeping my body period. Of course, that's my decision, and to each their own. But I don't understand that infatuation, you know, I guess because I'm just not into it. You know, I never was into it. I never went through, like, even when I was younger, you know, you're young, you follow the crowd, and you do what everybody else does. Well, some people do. I was one of those people that kind of went along with the crowd, I'm not going to lie. But I was not, you were not going to talk me into getting a tattoo. It was not going to happen. Like, it just wasn't. You never had a time in your life, Nizzy Nay, where you were tempted to get a tattoo?
Nope. Never. I never liked them. And a lot of my friends had tattoos and piercings, but I just wasn't into it. And then plus, my mom, like, she kept talking me out of it. She was like, you know, you have to think about it. Like, when you're 50, you're going to have all these tattoos all over your body. You're shriveling up. Your tattoos ain't going to look the same when you're 60, 70, 80 years old. You know, you got to think about that. That's permanent. Like, that's permanent. And all that laser stuff, that takes so long to remove a tattoo, like so long. It's steadily going back to the doctors because there's so many sessions that you have to do. And depending on, like, how big the tattoo is and the colors of the tattoo, it could take years to remove a tattoo, just one. So you got to really think about it when you're doing it. Like, you got to think, this is, even if it's just really small, who cares? You got to think about it. You got to live like this. It's going to stay on you for the rest of your life. And another thing that I really hate, really, really despise of, is the females that tattoo their eyebrows. That is the most hideous thing.
What tattoo? Tears or tattoo?
A tattoo.
How do you tattoo your eyebrow?
It's permanent. Like, there was
you
a...
You mean like they shave their eyebrow and get a tattoo there instead? Like, I'm
yeah.
trying to visualize this.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
you shave
your eyebrow,
it's going to go back, though. It's going to grow back. So,
no,
like,
there's something they do to where it doesn't grow back. And it's literally just a tattoo there. Like, it's literally permanent.
But then again, no, I'm not surprised. I can't be surprised. This is 2014. Like, it's not easy that anything surprises you nowadays. It's just like, you got to expect the unexpected.
I seen a chick that I used to work with that she had that done, and she was like, she didn't feel like she didn't want to do her eyebrows anymore, so she just got it tatted on.
What? Wow. Are you kidding me? She does not want to. So if a person doesn't want, that's like if a person didn't want. Wow. Just because this is to save me the time.
That's just like with makeup. They can tattoo like makeup on their eyes too. And some people do that too. You know, like the black stuff around
tattoo, like permanent ink and
yeah,
so
it's permanent ink. It stays there for the rest of their life.
Barbies, you know. Hey, man, you know that Barbie show is one of our highest viewed shows, and we talk a lot about that. And, yeah, if you do something like that, you're definitely a Barbie in my book. Definitely a Barbie. Like, that's ridiculous, man. I mean, hey, people can do that, man. But, you know, anybody that would tattoo an eyebrow, like tattoo their eyebrows, I mean, this is how I feel. that's how I feel. I'm just laughing at you. Like, you're funny. Like, you're funny. Like, I can't do nothing but laugh. Like, crazy. To each their own, but, man, that's crazy, man.
That's taken to another level, right?
Right, like, tattoo of an eyebrow. So you don't have to...
And makeup.
get your eyebrow arched anymore. Like,
yeah, because they're tired of getting it done, so
they might as well just tattoo it. Like a Barbie all the time.
Yeah, and it's literally like a little
Barbie
line.
Every now and then, but like every day, like you just want to go to sleep and wake up looking like a Barbie doll, like.
And you can tell, literally that it's tattooed on. Like you can tell, like it looks like it literally looks like somebody like drew an eyebrow on, but it's permanent. That's what it looks like. It looks like they mad all the time.
Wow.
And I had to say this, but she is white. She, most of the chicks that I have seen do it, I'm not saying that the black females haven't done it because they do it too. They do, I've seen black females do it too. And they have like the eyeliner. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's makeup. It's the black stuff.
Yeah, I know what eyeliner is.
Yeah, they get that tattooed on too.
Holy crap. Man, I couldn't date a female like that. Like, I couldn't date a female that's tatted up. I mean, I'll deal with maybe a few. I can't date a female that's tatted up all over her body, especially her face. We ain't even touched the face tattoos yet. That's what we got to talk about next. I can't date a female that's tatted up. I can't date a female that's pierced up. I mean, like, to the point that it's just, like, piercing everywhere. I can't do that. And I definitely can't date a female that smokes. You know this Navy name. You know how I feel about females that smoke. But, like, I definitely can't. I can't do it. I can't. Like, it just. I just like naturalness. Like, I like a female that just likes herself for who they are. They don't have to do anything to their body. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hey, getting your ears pierced is nothing. Like, I wouldn't even fuss with you about that. Get your ears fitted. I mean, don't get, like, 6 rings. Like, some girls have 6, 7 rings. And I think it just looks kind of crazy, you know. But, I mean, like, you know, pierce your ears. Also, I think nose piercings can be, too. Like, I'm not going to, like, be mad at you or have a problem with a nose ring. Now, as far as a tongue ring, my main issue with tongue ring, I don't think it's necessarily tacky. It can actually be kind of sexy. I'm not going to lie. My problem with the tongue ring is what other guys think when they see your tongue.
Right.
The automatic assumption that goes through a guy's head when he sees your tongue ring. Oh, yeah, I know you know how to work that tongue ring, don't you, girl? That thought. That's what I don't like. And I've always been a person that doesn't like to draw. Like, I don't like unnecessary negative attention. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want, like, if my girl got a big butt, like, that's cool. Like, you don't, all right, summertime, you got a big butt, we know this, so you don't have to be outside half naked with your cheeks damn near hanging out. Like, that's, you don't need that. Like, don't, look, you're a female anyway. Bad enough you got to deal with guys looking anyway. The more attractive and appealing you are, the more guys are going to look and the more tempted they're going to be. Don't do nothing to make it even worse. You know what I mean? Like, don't draw that extra attention. You know what I mean? Like, don't just go over the top. Now, I've always been a person that, like, you know, just didn't like that over-the-top stuff. How about you, Nitty Nate? We know from experience that you enjoy attention, so.
What? How you going to put me on blast like that? Excuse me? How you going to put me on blast like that?
Do you not enjoy attention?
Well, from time to time, yes, I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
So what, damn it? I'm a female. That's what females like. We like attention.
No, though, man, because, like, it's sometimes, like it's something, it just can be extra. Like, summertime, that's the time to really test your significant other. Like, summertime, like, guys, fellas, you listening, test your woman, especially if y'all just started dating and y'all wasn't dating during the summer, y'all started dating during the fall or whatever. Test your woman when it's summertime time. See how far she'll go. Don't tell her, you should put this on, put that on. Just let her voluntarily pick out what she's going to wear and see how far she'll go. See how far she will go. Like, you know, I've had fights with women I've dated about, like, you know, what's too much before. Whether it's the cleavage showing, too much leg showing, too much booty showing. You know what I mean? And with the tongue piercing, I just don't like the way, like, you could talk me into the nose piercing. I would okay that. I could see me okay in that, you know. And, yeah, you know, but eyebrows, my problem with that is I just don't like it. It's not about the attention it's going to draw. I just think it looks stupid and you're turning me off. Please don't do this. Like, I'm your man. Why do you want to turn me off? So that would be my problem with the eyebrow piercing. I just personally think you look stupid, and I don't want to say that. I don't want to say my woman looks stupid. Like, as your man, I think how I feel about you should matter. Like, you're my woman. I'm not just going to go and just do something like, oh, well, screw what you think. Other females going to like it. Because if you do anyways, like you're saying, well, other guys going to like it. Because let's face it. If you're altering your body, you're not just doing it for you. Cut it out. Cut it out. You're not just doing it for you. Because if that was the case, you're just not doing it for you. You're not. You're not just doing it for you. I don't care what nobody says. You're not doing it for you. All right, if you're doing it for you, prove it. Stay in the house for 6 months straight. Stay in the house. Don't go outside. Prove to me you're doing it for you. No, you're not. You're going to go to the club, and you can go with ladies' night out, and you want to show off whatever altering you did to yourself. You're not just doing it for you. Do you agree, Nicky Nay?
I feel sorry for your woman.
No, any woman who dates me knows that, you know.
You can't do that.
I'm a grown man. This ain't high school. If I don't like my woman having, I mean, I ain't say I was going to knock upside the head. I just say I'm going to speak my mind. Like, you know, I don't get no eyebrows.
You don't like
pit.
A lot of things,
like
okay?
It don't matter.
You don't like a lot
it
of
don't
things.
Matter. It don't matter. I have a right to say, how can I call myself a man? And I can't even speak up for myself and say, look, I don't want you getting this. I'm not going to say, please don't get this, baby, please. Nah, man, I'm a grown man. I'm going to be like, nah, don't do that. I don't like that. Like, don't get it. Like, all right, I can't do a grown woman. I can't stop you. Just know that it's going to be some friction going on. Like, you know, it's going to be like the further you go, the more of a problem it's going to be. Like, you better not think you even think you're going to get a clit piercing. Because that means you had to let somebody see your coochie to do it. No, I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that. What are you doing it for? I don't like it. So you're not doing it for me. So whatever guy are you doing it for? Who are you doing it for? You're not doing it for me. You're not doing it for me because I don't want it. I don't want you to get it. So you're not doing it for me. That's a problem. Tongue piercing. I had a woman. I dated someone that got a tongue piercing before. We was both younger. That was years ago. And I thought about it a little bit, but I, you know, she ended up doing it. And I ended up, you know, giving my blessing to do it. But it's not like that I hated it. She actually the one that had the problems. It hurted and her tongue was swollen and she took it out and her hole closed. It gave her so many problems. She just said, heck with it. My only problem with the tongue piercing really is the main thing is the type of attention is going to draw. Yeah, who cares what people think, but you can say who cares what people think, right? But you ain't going to have your woman step outside butterball naked and say, who cares what people think? Who cares if she's butterball naked? There's lines drawn. And so I just think that in that situation, it's about the communication as a couple. And that's the reason why it's important to talk at the beginning of a relationship. Like, people don't talk enough. Like, that situation shouldn't happen. Like, 6 months up to a year into a relationship and your woman decides she's going to go get a piercing or a tattoo that you don't approve of, and y'all never spoke about this. And I said, you know your woman was the type of person that liked tattoos or piercings, and you don't. But you just ain't say nothing about it, and now she's going to go get it, and now you have a problem with it. That should be communicated at the beginning of the relationship. Like, what if conversations are very important at the beginning of relationships? You know what I hate, Nizine? not that I'm trying to turn this into a relationship show, but I hate when you first meet somebody. I hate when you're getting to know somebody and they're like, well, you're asking too many questions. Or why we got to ask so many questions? Just, I had people tell me that before. I had females say, well, you ask a lot of questions. And my new thing now is if a female says you ask a lot of questions, my thing now is like, you know what, it was nice talking to you. You have a blessed day. Be good. Be safe. Be blessed. I'll holler. Like, if I can't ask you questions, there's nothing to talk about. Like, you got to watch out. Watch out for anybody that says you ask a lot of questions. That means they got some skeletons, some dead bodies up in that closet. Like, seriously. You know,
wow.
They got all types of stuff up in that closet, man. That might scare you half to death. You got to watch out for that. Because there's no real reason. Like, what real logical reason is there for a person to not want you to ask them questions? You got something to hide. Like, no, I want that. If we talking to try to be more than friends, we should be able to be a friend and say, what are your likes and dislikes? What don't you like? Like, I had females say, like, that's a stupid question. Like, what you mean? Like, how you suddenly get to know you? Okay, so I guess you just only wanted the wood then. That's what it was all about. You just wanted wood. That's all. That's all. You should have just said that. All you had to say is, look, I just want wood. I ain't pressed for all this rap. Just stick me and ditch me. You might as well just say that. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? And if that's what it is, then that's what it is. It's got to be communicated. Like, is what I'm saying making sense, Nizzy Knight?
Yeah, back to what we were talking about.
Hey, hold on. Don't try to blow off what I'm saying. What I'm saying is not off topic, God dang it. Don't sit there back to what we were saying. Like, I'm off topic. I'm not off topic. Because what my point was is communication is key. And when it comes to a situation like for a tongue piercing or a tattoo that you don't like, as I said, Nizzy Nay, like, communication is vital. Like, that should be, like, it shouldn't just come up, like, communicate enough. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to communicate with my significant other. She's going to know from the beginning, all right. She's going to know. Don't ask Tay about no clit piercing or no nipple piercing because that's not what Tay don't like that. He's not going to like that. He's not going to be into that. Like, he's not going to be feeling that. That's going to be an argument waiting to happen. Communication.
You don't like anything. Like, you don't like nothing at all. Like,
once again, I am a grown man. I speak my mind. I guess you're used to the guys that just say, okay, Nizzy Nay, so what do you want? Okay, what am I supposed to do?
That's not how it goes. I'm a real man.
I speak my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to wuss out and just like, okay, baby, you in. Okay. I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll bow out gracefully. Other times, I'm going to be a goddamn man and put my foot down, goddammit.
Okay.
You got a problem
Jeez,
with that,
no
nigga? You got a problem? You want
to
see me
no
after,
need
you want
to
see
get
me after the
here.
You want to see me out of school or something? You got a problem with that, Nizzy Nay? What's wrong with you? Like, you know what I mean? What's wrong with that? Like, see, that's the problem. See, a lot of y'all females, man, y'all discouraging these guys from being real men, speaking up for themselves. Now, look, a guy hears that too much, he says, okay, maybe I'm just being extra. Maybe I shouldn't try to be a man and just really put my foot down and see what it is. All right, cool, so I'm going to just fall back. Oh, well, now you're too soft and you're too submissive and that's irritating, you know. So now that's still a problem. See what we got to go through? Hey, fellas that's listening, I know y'all feeling me. What do you want? Do you want a grown man or a yes man? Which one? That's what you got, ladies. That's the question of the night. I know we're talking about piercings and tattoos, but that's the question of the night. Do you want a grown man or a yes man? Of course, everybody's going to say, I don't want no yes man. I want a grown man. As soon as a man puts his foot down, then you all on his back and discouraging them about it. I don't want my woman to have a tongue ring, then I'm going to tell her that. No, I don't want you to.
We got it.
I feel sorry for you, women.
For real. Yeah, you might as well bring out the rule book before dating you. This
a
is what I don't want.
Man.
Well, I don't
a
want this.
Because
you can't
man.
Have that, and you can't have this, and you can't have that, and you got to dress this way. I don't like it that way. Don't step out of the house
hey,
like this.
Like, hey, you can't be dressed like no hoochie. We, no.
Oh, no.
You can't do it. I mean, we're not
going
to say
it.
I mean,
it
like,
ain't going
cool.
like that over here.
What
it ain't going like that.
We just don't got a date. Like, all right, we just friends. Like, we just cool. You know what I mean? We do, and that's that.
Oh,
like, no, I'm not bringing you home to my mother and you dress like a hoochie. Like, no,
I would never do that. I would never go to some mother's house dressing
like
a hoochie.
I'm controlling. That's what you're trying to say. I'm controlling. That's what it sounds like you're trying to say to me, because I'm a man.
You,
I speak up for myself. I'm controlling.
No, I wouldn't say as far as controlling. I would say demanding. I would say you're a little demanding.
Are people demanding?
A little bit. It all fits in the same category, yeah. Demanding, controlling, possessive, you know, but they're all, like,
you
possessive.
Need a yes man. That's what you need.
What you
need? Really, like, for you to say that, you're not ready for no real man. You ready? You need a yes man.
What are you
that's
talking
you
about?
You need a yes man. Anybody that
yes
says what
man.
You're saying right now, you need a yes man. You aren't ready for a real man, a grown man. You aren't ready for
shout
that.
Shout out to my grown man that I have. Look, he doesn't look. He will tell me if he don't like something, and I'll tell him if I don't like something. He will not buck down. Like, I did in the beginning, yeah, he was a little weak. In the beginning, yeah, all I had to do was, like, the little puppy face, and, you know, I would get my way. But now, it don't work. He'll say, hell no, turn around. It's not working. It worked before. Now it's not. He won't let me get away with murder no more. It used to work, but it don't work no more. Like, and he has tattoos too, so he's okay with like the whole tattoo thing. He knows I would never get one. Like, he's only got two though. He's got one down his arm, and another one on his arm.
I really care about where he got tattoos at.
But I'm just saying, we're freaking talking about tattoos. I let you sit there and talk for 25 minutes about what you don't want and what you do want. Damn it!
Can you see yourself getting his name tatted on you? I know you're not into tattoos, but this is supposed to be Mr. Right right here. And you speak very highly of him. You guys aren't going to go get each other's names tatted?
No, hell no. We already discussed that. That will never happen. Never happen. I actually had an ex where he would tattoo all his ex's names on his body. So now, what kind of crazy mess is that? Why would you tattoo your ex's name on your body? I guess I was the last one, so I guess my name is on there too. Like, what would your next girlfriend feel about that? Having all your ex's name on your body. Like, what would you do if a female, you know, you really into and everything is going well, but she says, you know, I have to tell you something. You know, I do have tattoos, but they're all my ex's names on there. They're really small, but they're still on there.
You want to know what? This might sound surprising, but it wouldn't bother me but so much. The reason why it's old news. Like, I met you, and you already had these names on you. I don't care about no name, man.
Yeah,
like,
but
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's kind of whack to have to see another guy's name. It's like, but It definitely wouldn't be a deal breaker. Like, that's the person that you felt like you wanted to get a tattoo and it didn't work out. Stupidness. And that's what happened. That's not going to make me, that's not going to determine if I want to be with that person or
not. He would do it after they broke up. That would have an impact on you, Nizzy,
as far as, like, you potentially dating that person if they had a name tattooed on them.
Look, I don't want to be having my intimate time, and I take all of his clothes and everything, and then I see all these females' names all over his body. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see who, like, ew. Let alone, I don't even want to think about who you were screwing before me, but now I got to see their names on your body. That's okay. That's okay. Keep your clothes on. That's just a turn off. Keep your clothes on, please. I'm not trying to see all the females' names. And then on top of that, all their names ring, like Renee, Shanae, you know, all that. It was like, and it sounded just like my name. And then I was like, ugh, that was worse. Ugh. Ugh. That bugged me. Not that it wasn't like a deal breaker, but it bugged me. Like seeing all these females' names all over. Oh, man.
But it kind as a guy, it kind of gives you bragging rights because it's like, oh, well, these names, yeah, she got your name on her, but I'm hitting it now. So, haha. Like, you know, like, it mentally it's like, you know, if anything, it's like, well, that was old news. Here I am now. Like, yeah, your name is on there, but
no.
I'm in this right now. You know? I'm hitting
no,
this right
for right now.
Yeah,
for right
like,
now.
Like, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me. Like, I would not date a woman because she had, I don't care how many, she could have five different guys' names tatted on her. I don't go based
but
on.
But she had 100.
I got to trust. See, my only problem with that is not the fact that she has the tattoos, but I got to question her moral judgment. Like, all these guys you were dating and it didn't work out and you kept getting more names, now I got to wonder, like, I got to question your moral judgment. Like, how naive of a person are you? I don't want to date a dimwit. You know, like, I don't want to date, like, a person that's just, like, cuckoo for Cocoa Pops or just do dumb stuff and don't learn and don't advance and just keep doing, like, the same dumb stuff, like, over and over again. Like, you don't learn. Like, you know, you can make a mistake. The first time is a mistake. You can make a mistake maybe even twice. After the second time, it's just dumb. Like, you just keep doing it. All right, now you're just dumb. You know, it's just dumb. So my belief, the only people that are dumb are the people, I don't care what the official Webster's Dictionary meaning of dumb is. To me, the people that are dumb, the people that are stupid, the people that are retarded, who know better. That's what makes you dumb, stupid, retarded to me. Like, not someone who doesn't know better. Like, when you know better. When you know better, you do it anyway. That makes you dumb. No, my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, people that just get, like, tattoos all over their body, they regret them. They're like, oh, man, I hate this person now, and I got their name tatted on me, and then they do it again, and, oh, I hate this person now, he slept with my best friend, let me get this one covered, and now you got three tattoos to get covered. Dumb. That's dumb to me. That's dumb. That's dumb. That's stupid. That
yeah.
is retarded. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about it.
I know somebody, he was with a girl, and she told him that she was pregnant, and he had a child's name tatted on his arm really big, and then come to find out that she ended up giving birth to a stillborn, but she ended up telling the guy that the baby wasn't his.
Wow. So the baby really was his?
No, the baby wasn't his at
all. The baby really wasn't his?
The baby really wasn't his.
But she was going to have him thinking it was his until it was a stillborn.
Yeah. Yep.
Because she probably thought that he was going to be the one to take care of it.
Yep.
Wow.
Had the name tatted and everything.
Oh, yeah, had the baby's name tatted on. Oh, my goodness. That is, oh, man. That's crazy, man. Hey, man. Hey, listen, fellas. All fellas that's listening, listen, man. Hey, man. If a woman tells you she's pregnant, right? Hey, if unless you know for sure, like, this is your down chick. I mean, unless you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, you talk every day when you're not talking, you're around each other or you live together, and there's no way even one of you has time to creep because it's just like that. If it ain't like that, better safe than sorry, man. You don't have to go the child support route, take your girl down there and do it that way, man. They got tests. You can just swab your own child's mouth and get the little kicks from, you know, Rite Aid or CVS or something and send it off while your woman is at work or something. She won't even have to know. And just find out. You know, just better safe than sorry. You know, if you have reason to doubt your woman, she like going out a lot, she always at the club or whatever. If you have any reason to doubt her whatsoever, better safe than sorry so you don't, you know, end up in a situation like how Nitinay was just explaining. He thought he was going to be the dad, and he wasn't. And so many guys go through that, you know. And, yeah, I would advise you to find out for sure. If you know your woman is going to, like, really, really piss a fit about it, and it might really damage your relationship, and you don't want to make that accusation and maybe damage the trust in your relationship, but you still want to know, then, hey, just, you know, hey, Google it, man. There's ways you can go about it, you know, like, I know one of my friends was telling me they got, like, the little, they sold something at Rite Aid or something, but I can't vouch for that for sure. But I'm pretty sure there's ways to get it done. You know, just go to whatever store that sells whatever you need and get it sent off, swab your child, man, and better safe than sorry, man. So you won't have your child's name tatted on you and come to find out that's not really your child, and now you're about to catch an assault charge. You know? Save yourself some jail time, fellas. You heard it from Jay Real. No, I'm keeping it real with y'all. It's real, man. That's crazy, man. Like, that's crazy. Hey, man, you just... Man, somebody ready to catch a charge over that, man. You can't be, like, doing that. Females, man.
I know.
See? I don't know. We might need to do a show on that. Like, on females actually lying about who their baby father is to try to, well, he's really my baby father. Well, I think he might be the baby father because the time adds up to him. But him right here, Derek will actually, I think it's John's baby, but Derek will actually help me financially. He has a great job, but he's not going to do it if I say, I just want you to be here even though it's not your child. But if I tell him it's his child, then he's going to be there. All right, well, Doc, guess what? You're having a baby. You know what I mean? And John is off the hook scot-free. He wasn't going to probably take care of the baby anyway. But now Doc thinks it's his baby and it's not. I mean, yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, anyway, back to tattoos and piercings, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, to each their own. And we live in a very judgmental world, judgmental society, right? Would you agree with that, Nivine?
Yeah.
We live in a very judgmental world, you know. I try not to be a person that's you know, judgmental, you know, because people that are, like, really, really over-the-top judgmental are just jackasses. Let's face it. It is what it is. Jackasses, you know. I mean, everybody has an opinion, but what makes you a jackass is when you really can't keep your opinion to yourself. It's okay to have an opinion. You can not like me. You can think what I got on looks tacky. You don't have to go around just saying it to everybody and just say it to me, too. Like, you ain't got to, you know what I mean? Like, you can keep your opinion to yourself. Like, I don't like tattoos. I think they, you know, I say someone that look nice. I'm not going to lie, but it's a mental disconnect for me when I see a woman with a bunch of tattoos. You know what I mean? But I'll keep my opinion to myself. Like, I'm not going to tell her. Like, I'm not going to say, hey, I just wanted to let you know, you have some nice legs, but you would look so much better if you didn't have those tattoos. Those tattoos just really just ruin just kind of ruin my fantasy of you. Like, what were you thinking? You know, like, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. And as long as people keep their opinions to themselves, I think we'll all get along. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Isn't it?
Yep. Yep. So let's just say you had a girl and she said, well, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo, but I want to get it of your name.
No.
On my arm.
No.
How would you
no.
feel about that?
No. No. Like, I'm not going to think that's sexy. Because that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Oh, I'm supposed to be all hype. That don't mean you still won't go smash my homeboy. That don't mean you won't go smash your ex-boyfriend or your baby father. You know what I mean? Like, that don't mean nothing. All it means is that you got my name tatted on you. That's not no type of, that don't mean we married or nothing. You know? Like, that's
but
not no lifetime commitment. I'm not
with
what like,
no,
excuse
me. What if she went ahead and did it, though? What if she went ahead and did it?
I mean,
did you break out
if
with
she went ahead and did it, I'm going to fuss at her about it. Like, why? You know I don't like tattoos. But it's your name. I don't care. Like, why? Like, you know I don't like tattoos. I don't care is my name. It does not mean nothing to me. It does not mean nothing to me. It's not going to change nothing. It's not going to make you. If you was going to do something trite to me and we ended up breaking up, you having that tattoo ain't going to stop. Oh, I got the tattoo. Let me stop. Let me stop in my tracks. Wait, the tattoo. And it's like, it's not going to change nothing. And you know I don't like tattoos. So now you just did something that's going to turn me off, and you know this, and you went and did it anyway. So if anything, I feel like, dang, man, you just don't even care about how I feel. I'm not turned on. I think a lot of guys are very turned on. I know guys, guess what, yo, what? My baby got my name tatted on her. Oh, okay, that's nice. Like, guys are really, like, they'd be real, like, you know, real excited about that. And I think females probably be excited when guys get their names tatted on them. But for me, it means nothing, and I wouldn't want it to. It would be just like if she got anything else tatted on her. Like, why? Like, no, I don't like it. Like, you know this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, no, I would not. But what about you, Nizzy Nay? What if your dude,
no.
I know you're not into tattoos. What if your dude said he wanted to get your name tatted on him? Would you tell him not to, or would you support it because it's
your name? I would tell him no, and I would tell him he's a nutcase if he did do it behind my back, because that's stupid. Like, we have had this discussion, and it's not going to happen. He even said something like that jokingly. I said, don't joke like that. You don't do something stupid like that. I don't care if you feel as though we're going to be together forever. You never know. Things change. And then you're going to be stuck with that for the rest of your life. Go ahead and be dumb and do that. I mean, it's not going to be like, I'm going to break up with you if you do it. Or you're going to get cussed out about it. Because I would never do nothing like that. I would never get somebody's name tatted on my arm. Or anywhere else. That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't even get my wife's name tatted on me. I wouldn't get my child's name tatted on me.
I wouldn't even get my mom's name tatted.
I'm just not getting a tattoo. Just period. Like, a tattoo means nothing to me. Memories are memories. Like, my memory works. I'm not senile, so why do I have to get a person's name on me to remember them? Like, why? Like, regardless if they're not here anymore or that's my baby, like, regardless, like, I don't need that. I do have a bad memory, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Hey, listen, say no to marijuana, y'all. But anyway, like, I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good. Like, I've had, you know, people pass away in my life that I definitely cared about. No tats are getting, no tats. It's not happening, you know. Hey, man, people do what they do. You know what I mean? I'm so used to it. I got friends. I got really close friends that have tats. Like, almost everybody I know. Like, Nizzy, you're probably one of the only people I know that doesn't have a tattoo. It is what it is. It's not like I'm sitting here trying, hey, it is what it is. It's already there. I'm not really trying to knock people for doing what they already did. hey, this is my opinion. It's my job to do these shows, to be upfront and be real on It's Real Talk Radio. And my name is Tay Real, and I'm being real. I don't like tattoos. Tay Real does not like tattoos or piercing. So you can sign, seal, deliver it, put it in the history books. Like, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? So, but I think people really feel justified, like, if it's, like, a meaningful. Like, a lot of people say, so what you don't like tattoos? No, I don't like tattoos. Oh, well, my tattoos got meaning, okay? And this means something to me because I don't care if your tattoo has meaning. It's still pointless to me. Like, hey, I respect the fact that you do what you do with your body. But if it comes like to us dating, that's different. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like tattoos, and it's a turnoff. So whatever you got now. But don't go get more now. And if you can't agree to that, then it's cool. It just be friends. So some people might say, "Oh, that, you control it." Well, it's a fine line between controlling and being opinionated. You know what I mean? And I think it's more of a, it's up to the person or the people to judge, like, what's being controlling and what's just being opinionated. I feel like it's being opinionated. But some people will say that's controlling. Like, some people would say, oh, well, it's my body and I can't get no tattoo, you're controlling. Like, no, because I'm not going to grab you by your head and tell you you're not and push you in the car and say no. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, you're going to do what you do. Just know that I'm not dating someone who is going to, like, not apply by things that really morally mean something to me. You know what I mean? That's just what it is.
Well, yeah, just like you say, it's all about communication, too, because that's something that you discuss before you even get serious with somebody. I mean, that's something that you talk about. Yeah, that's something that you ask about. Do you have any tattoos? Do you like them? Do you like piercings? Do you have any? You know, would you get any more? You know, how serious is it to you? That's something
right.
that you talk about.
What is it, Nizine? All right, so what is it about the females that get tattoos on their foot? People think that's, like, really sexy.
They,
and I'm like,
I mean,
how
they
is that?
Show
I just got a question. How
time.
Is that sexy? Please tell me how getting a tattoo on your foot is sexy. I just want to know, because apparently I'm missing something.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. Apparently it's supposed to be sexy, like, in the summertime. They got their little heels on, showing off the little tattoo. That's how it works.
I just don't get it. Like, if you're a person who, like, you like looking at a woman that she has nice feet, right? Then, like, how is it the tattoo make her feet look better? Like, I don't know. I guess it's just the Easter egg. I guess I'm coming from a biased viewpoint, so it's going to be hard for me to, because I don't like tattoos anyway. But I'm just like, I don't know. I don't get it. That's one of the more weirder ones to me. Like, a tattoo on your foot. Like, just there, just on your foot. Just like, it just looks like it just don't belong there to me. It's like, it just looks like something's wrong. Like, why is that there? Like, it just don't seem like tattoos belong on your foot. And is that not painful? Your foot is, like, all bone. Like, it's just bone, right? That got to be painful. Well, I've seen people get tattoos, and they say after the first couple of pokes, you just get used to it, and you'll be all right. It's like the first maybe 10, 20 seconds that hurt, and after that, you're good. But it just sounds painful to me, a needle constantly poking you in your foot bone. Unless you're one of those people that have really, really huge, fat feet, then it just seems, like, painful because it's, like, just so much bone right there. Like, you just feel all bone right there where your foot is. It's got to be painful.
Yeah.
That's the people that get tattoos, they're not worried about the pain.
Most people say if they have, like, a tattoo on their foot, it's the most painful is on their foot.
I bet it is.
But what about, like, people that get tattoos on their face?
Holy crap. That's a whole nother level. Like, That's a whole other level right there. I don't know. Shout-outs to the Lil Wayne's of the world. I don't know. And the Games of the world. Two of my favorite rappers in hip-hop right now. You know? But, I mean, as far as, like, getting taps on your face, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, I don't. I really don't.
People go as far as shaving half their head and getting a tattoo there. I've seen tattoos on men's heads all over their head.
Man, it's crazy. I don't know. Like, when you get a tattoo on your face, like, that is like, it's your face, man. It's your freaking face. What about when you try and get a job? Hopefully you're a business owner, self-employed in some way or sort, and you don't have to try to go to a job interview and professional, and you saw it with a tattoo on your face, especially if it's big.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know why people get teardrops. Teardrops are supposed to mean one or two things. Either you caught a body, and in the hood, caught a body means you killed somebody, which is should be nothing to be proud of, but you know how the gangsters and the wannabe gangsters do it. Or you lost somebody. And so that's a teardrop for, like, you know, your pain that you lost a loved one. But it's really supposed to be for if you pretty much killed somebody. And people get teardrops that haven't killed anything, not even a mouse, and they, like, just have teardrops because it's a fashion statement. It's like, man, there's real gangsters out there that really did this, and you sitting around playing. Like, this ain't no game, man. I'm putting no teardrops on your face, and you ain't killed nobody. I mean, not, I'm not trying to, like, you know, say killing somebody is cool. I'm just saying, like, that's not what you do. That's not part of your, if that's not your life, if that's not your lifestyle, why are you, you're not Lil Wayne, you're not like any of these rappers out here, you don't know what they did in their personal life. You know what I mean? But, like, you're not them. Cut it out, man. Cut it out. Cut it out, cut it out. Stop it, man. Like, I don't know why people just want to go doing everything everybody else does, man. It's just crazy. Like, people's tattoos on their face, teardrops all on their face, you know what I mean? Just for a fashion statement, you know what I mean? I was looking at this tattoo. Hey, you remember the chick from Flavor of Love?
Mm-hmm.
No. The Lover Ray J. It was the Lover Ray J. But the tattoo on her face, what's her name? Danger or Dangerous or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
What was her name yesterday?
I think it is Danger.
It's like Danger, right?
Uh-huh.
I think her name was Danger. I want to say her name was Danger. And she had the tattoo on the side of her face. Next thing I know, this man go and look, and I'm seeing all these girls. I had never seen a girl with a tattoo on the side. I'm not saying girls didn't do it. I don't know what state or city really started that, and it became a trend. Like, I don't know. But, like, after I seen that show, I went and looked, and I seen all these girls with tattoos on their face now. I'm like, holy crap. Wow. Like, now I see people with tattoos on their face, and it's like, wow. Like, all I could say was wow.
Yep. They got to live with that, too. Like, do they realize that that's permanent? And, like you said, when they go in for a job interview, like, there was a show on MTV, and there were people that hated their tattoos. They were trying to get them removed because they hated them. Because one guy, he had tattoos all over his arms, and he could not find a decent job because most jobs won't allow you to have tattoos all over your arms like that. You know, most of the time you'll have to wear, like, long sleeves, so it won't show.
What if it's, like, 97 degrees outside?
I know. And he would have a problem with that. And he would have a problem with that because regardless, his tattoos was going to show. Like, he was just covered in his tattoos. So he was trying to, in the process of, like, because that's the only way he could find a decent job. He couldn't get the job that he wanted because of all the tattoos all over his body. Like, they just would not accept it.
Was he successful at getting them removed?
The end of it, he was in the whole thing about it is the laser. It's like a certain amount of money for a couple of treatments. You know, they keep going back it costs a lot of money. And he really couldn't afford to get it because it was really expensive. So he was trying to find out how to get the money, the treatments. And they said pretty much it would take him keep going back for a while to get it removed because he had colors. He has colors on his tattoos, and the colors are hard to remove. You know, when it's
right,
just
the colors,
black ink,
I know that it sounds like it would be hard to remove.
Yeah, the black ink is a little bit easier, but the colors are hard to remove. He would have to go through a lot of treatments to get rid of it, and it could take years to get rid of. Depending on how many treatments he could get, like, he would have to keep going back and keep going back, and it all depends. And he did, I think he did, like, 5. And he said it hurt. Like, they don't numb you or nothing like that. He said it was like a burning sensation, all because of tattoos.
Wow.
That's what happened.
Oh, go ahead. No, so finish what you were saying.
Now I done forgot because you were speaking.
Google, I want you to do this. You can do this right now.
Oh,
I want you to Google Chris Birdman Anderson. He plays for the Miami Heat. Well, you're a Miami Heat fan, so you probably know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
don't you?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He got the tattoos going all the way up his neck. What is he going to do when he retires? So, like, I'm going to let you know right now. Tayro is a business owner, is not hiring someone with tattoos on their face, teardrops on their face, or tattoos on their neck and hand areas. Like, if you have tattoos, I'll hire you for tattoos as long as they're able to be covered. If there's a situation like they're all on your arms and you got to work this job in the summer and you have to deal with the public, that's the main thing. I can look past some things if you don't have to deal with the public. Let's just say I'm a manager at an office job. I'm not hiring you if you got tattoos going all the way up and down your arms. Your legs are different because you can wear pants even during the summer. You don't have to show your legs. But your arms, no. Your neck, no. Definitely not. No. They cannot be. They better be on your chest and back. No wrist tattoos, no teardrops, no face tattoos, none of that. Like, that's crazy, man. And then his is not only all up his neck, but they're, like, colorful, too.
Yep. And what is it going to do?
I mean, literally,
like
his whole body is just, like, colored.
What is he going to do after he retires? Is he going to try to get into some kind of business or something? Because nobody's going to take, like, let's be real, nobody's going to take you seriously with all your tattoos all over your body like that. Nobody's going to look at you in a business type of way. The only way that you could have all them tattoos all over your body and work in a kind of business is if you're a tattoo artist. That's the only way it would ever work.
Yeah, man, like it's... I guess the East at home, man. Like, but like for instance, like the Chris Birdman Anderson. Shout out to the Miami Heat. I'm a big Miami Heat fan. And now that football is gone, I can really pay attention to basketball. Like you said, what is he going to do when he retires? Like, you know, luckily he's in the NBA, so he's, you know, made some good money. I don't know what his contract is like, but I'm pretty sure he sees some Mills. So, you know, he isn't going to, you know, I got someone like that invest their money, but he's not going to have to work for anybody anymore. Start his own business or whatever and be good, but I'm not hiring nobody. Like, it looks like he has a turtleneck on. Like, it looks like he has a turtleneck on. Like, he's got tattoos going all up his neck. And I'm like, wow. Like, why would somebody want to do that? Like, what I don't be understanding, Nizine, is when a person looks at themselves in the mirror, what makes them say, man, something ain't right, man. I got to get some ink up here. Like, this ain't right. Like, I don't like what I see. So I'm about to get ink. I think a lot of it has to do with insecurity issues. Now, don't get me wrong. I think people do get tattoos because they think, oh, man, my brother got shot. All right, I'm going to get a tattoo. You know, I respect it. I respect it as a loved one. I respect those aren't the, like, you know, I won't say nothing bad about that. That's how they felt, and that's a loved one. They did what they had to do. I'm not one for tattoos, but in that situation, they did what they had to do. But then they'll say that, and then after that, all right, well, now, since I got this RIP, well, let me just get a tombstone right here. All right, well, let me get some clouds. All right, let me get a dragon. Like, hold on, what the dragon got to do with anything? Well, a dragon just is going to symbolize that, you know, revenge, man, because I'm going to revenge. Okay, all right, well, now I'm going to get some guns. Well, what's the guns for? Yeah, man, I'm coming guns blazing. Okay. And now I'm going to get a picture of a woman with her boobs out. Well, what's that for? Yeah, man, because whoever killed the man, I'm going to just go ahead and, man, I'm going to take his woman, too. Hey, nah, man, cut it out, man. Now you're just doing it because you want to. Like everything ain't linked. Like, nah, man, start trying to make excuses for everything. Start trying to, and now you're getting tattoos of Cheerios. What's the Cheerios for? Because, man, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Like, shut up, man. You know what I mean? Like, shut up, man. Like, now you're just doing anything. You're just doing anything. And people just get, there's a funny part. You always hear comedians talking about this. Shout out to the people that get those Asian, Chinese, Japanese letters tattooed on them and don't know what they mean. Shout out to them because that is, you're hilarious. You make me laugh. Like, thank you. Thank you for that. Like, I like to laugh. And it's funny. Like, people get tattooed that they have to ask the tattoo artist, well, what does this mean? All right, put it on. What if they thought that's what it meant, but they were wrong? You know what I mean, today?
Uh-huh.
Like, how can you get something tattooed on you and you don't immediately recognize it as soon as you see it?
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like you get foreign languages tattooed on you, and you're not even sure what it means. You have to ask somebody else.
Right. They just want to get
you
it because
I mean?
It looks, and don't even know it could mean shit face, and
right.
You wouldn't even know.
And you thought it said chosen one. You was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get some nice little. Hey, man, I like my kung fu flicks, man, and I'm a big Wu-Tang fan, man, and I'm going to just go ahead. Hey, I'm the chosen one. You know what I mean? And it says something crazy like what you just said, like, and you walk around with that, and somebody that really recognizes the language, like, hey, what made you get that tattoo? Because, man, I'm the chosen one. You like it? You like the concept? That doesn't mean chosen one. Yes, it do. No, it doesn't. Who told you that? The person that did it. Who did it? Oh, man, Big Black from, you know, from around the corner. You talking about Big Black, big, tall, dark-skinned dude? Yeah. You talking about Big Black that smokes crack? Yeah, Big Black that smokes crack, yeah. He smokes crack. Like, you took his idea, like, you took his opinion into consideration, like, you, wow. You know what I mean? Like, damn, what does that really mean? It means pretty princess. It means what? Yes, it means pretty princess. No, it don't. Let me Google it real quick. Everybody got smartphones. Pull out this phone, Google it real quick, do the translation, and what does it say? Pretty princess. Holy crap. And you know stuff like that has happened before. I'm going to YouTube that. I know. That's funny. Like, I can just already, this whole scenario playing out in my head, and it's just, like, hilarious. Like, people just will do anything. Like, just will put tattoos, mm-hmm. anything.
They will. They will. They will do anything. I don't understand the whole like Chinese, Japanese writing thing. I don't really understand that part of it. That doesn't make no sense to me. I don't get that. And I had them people that had like the little symbols and didn't even know what they meant. Look, I'm like, what's this mean? And then come up with something, and then somebody else will ask them, and they'll tell you a totally different thing. Like, man, you don't know what that means. You just got it because it looked cool.
And then some of those foreign languages can be complex. And things can have, like, it might seem like it means one thing, but it depends on the way it's used. So in this way, it means this. But the way you did it, it means something different just because of the way you put it. Like, some of those languages are a lot more complex than English. English is, like, a really basic language that people catch on like that, like, you know what I mean? English is not a hard language. To like most people, English is the second most spoken language in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The second most spoken language in the world. It's not that hard. You know what I mean? These other languages are complex. And you might think, because this letter means that, this symbol means this, this symbol means that. You put it together, it means that, no. It might not be the case. And the person that's doing it for you, if that isn't their native language, and they don't fully understand that language and that culture, they might lead you astray. They might just, you know what I mean? They might just stare you the wrong way, and you might just be like, oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? Like, I cannot believe this. I got a tattoo that says I'm a homosexual. Like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dang. Like, it's just not working, man. Cut it out, people, man. Like, just, I don't understand. Why can't people just be satisfied with themselves? You know, like I said, if it's like RIP this person, hey, respect. You know what I mean? Respect. Straight up. You know what I mean? I can't say nothing bad about that. You know what I mean? I just say I wouldn't do it, but I gotta respect that. That's your mom, that's your dad, your brother, your best friend, whatever. I respect it. Do what you got to do. But I'm saying the people that just wild out for no reason and get tattoos of the sun and tattoos of the Great Wall of China and, you know what I mean? Just all types of stuff just because. This is like, man. And also the people, the piercings too, like the over-the-top piercings, people that got 75 piercings. Some people just had piercings everywhere, butt piercings, navel piercings, eyebrow piercings.
They get their butt pierced?
Man, people get anything pierced. Google it. People get anything pierced. People get toes pierced.
I've never
anything.
Seen a butt be
pierced.
Oh, yeah,
pierced.
I've seen the butt crack be pierced before.
Now, I'm not going to lie. You know what? I'm not going to lie. If a woman has a very nice definition in her stomach, like a nice flat stomach, little model stomach or something, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of sexy to see a navel piercing. I would not argue that. If my woman had a nice body, a nice stomach, I wouldn't say, no, I don't get no navel tattoo, because, like, she don't have to show that off. And see, my problem would be, all right, if you're getting it, you're getting this from me. Now, you're not going to be walking up and down the street with your stomach out, like, no. Like, because I don't want to draw that type of attention.
There are rules.
Does that make me controlling this today?
Well, you can get this, but you ain't going to be showing it off, though.
No, like, no. That's for me.
What the hell? You
why,
think,
why,
you
why
think
do you need
to
show on your stomach? Like,
why do you need
to walk down the street with your stomach out? Like, why do you need to have one of those streets with your stomach out?
A belly,
hey, look at my sexy, sexual. Look at my body. Like that, to me, that's trying to present yourself in a sexual way. Like, you don't need to show off your stomach. I feel the same way as a guy. I think a guy likes it. Like, I don't care how cut up, how cocky I am, how I got a six-pack, an eight-pack, whatever. I'm not going to walk down the street like that. Like, I'm going to cover myself. I'm going to have my shirt on. Like, I might be standing in the doorway like that, but I'm not going to, like, walk down the street like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to try to go out my way to, hey, everybody, look at my body, look at my six-pack, look at this. You know what I mean? Like, nah, man. You know what I mean? And I just want my woman to be the same way. And see, you sound like, see, I can tell from how you responded. You're that type of person that if you had a flat stomach and you had that definition, you would have that navel ring, because I know you like attention anyway. You would have that ring. You would have that belly piercing. You would have it.
You would have it.
Rock it with fire, because you like attention. That's why I could never date a woman like you, because you like attention too much, and I don't want to date a woman that likes attention. I want to date a woman who's just chill, laid back, and she's good with her man giving her her attention, and she don't need attention from no other guy.
I'm good with that.
You want attention from other people too. Typical for you.
No, I don't need it.
You would walk around with your belly piercing. You would do it.
That's just something that I'm used to.
I can only imagine how you dress in the summer. Holy crap. I know you'd be hoochied out in the summer.
It's not bad, though. It's not bad. Because, I mean, in the summertime,
shout out to all the females that know they're sexy, that know that they're beautiful, and they don't have to go out their way to show it. They don't have to dress like hoochies. They don't have to get that. Even if they have a belly button piercing, like, they don't have to show it off. Like, they might have a nice stomach, a nice body, but they cover themselves up. Their man is the only one that sees all of that stuff. They don't wear the little hoochie shorts and skirts and have their butt and thighs out and their stomach all the way down to the point that some women, you can tell, like, yeah, she looks like she got a Brazilian wax. Like, I shouldn't be able to say that. I should not be able to say that if I don't even know you. How can I say that just by looking at what you got on? Like, yeah, I can tell. Mm-hmm. She got that Brazilian wax. It's shade. All that shade. Oh, yeah. Like, I shouldn't be able to say that, man. You know what I mean? The other stuff look good, but, I mean, it's presenting yourself in the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like I was saying, like, I don't want my woman to walk around with her belly button piercing, like, No, I'm good. You can get one, but it's for me. That's the deal. You get one, I'm the one that sees it. Nobody else sees it. You put cover your goddamn stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm just saying. That's why I say something back to what I was saying. In the beginning, you talk, you communicate, and then you want to. It's not going to be enough to argue, because when we're friends, we're going to be talking about this stuff. All I'm saying is you better take me serious. Don't think that you're going to change my mind once you put it on me, and now I'm going to change my mind now because you ain't good. No. Tay is not changing his mind. Tay sticks to his morals. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, to each their own, man. But, you know, we're just keeping it real. This is how we feel, people. We're just expressing ourselves. But like I said, like, you can feel however. Keep your opinions to yourselves, and it'll all be good. We'll all get along. I don't like tattoos. I think there's a limit on the amount of piercings you should get, but I'm just, you know, that's between, hey, we might talk about it on the show, or I might trip about it to other friends or something, but I would never, like, tell somebody that, like, what they should do. If that ain't my woman, you know, or somebody didn't ask my opinion, I'm not going to just say, well, this is what I think about your tattoo or your piercing.
Yeah, I mean, I may not like tattoos, but, hey, power to you if you get them. If that's something that you're into, then that's something that you're into. I don't like them. I don't see the need for them. I don't really understand why people get them. That's you. I'm not a judgmental type of person, so I'm not going to judge you for anything, because I've seen some crazy-looking people.
Please, before we wrap it up, we gotta talk about the. You saw me at this person on our slideshow. Anybody that's listening online, they see the slideshow, and You said that the lady or ladies on the slideshow are real. I thought that was like something out of a movie. And you said they're real. And you said you seen one of them on television, correct?
Yes. Those are actual real females. They got tattoos all over their face, shaved head, piercings all over their face, literally all over their face. They're real people. I've seen females like it on a day-to-day basis. There was actually a chick that worked with me, and she got fired. They had to let her go because of her appearance. Because literally she had her whole head shaved. I was like, why would you hire her if you wasn't even going to keep her? But I guess, like, people kept staring at her and didn't want to be near her because she looked different. But she had her whole head shaved, tattoos all over her body, piercings and everything. She had the whole nine yards.
Okay, so there is the one guy on our slide. Let me go to the actual pictures because the slideshow, you know how Blog Talk does it with their slideshows. They move so. All right, Nizzy Nay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got disconnected, man. You know how freaking, I don't know, man. I don't know what's be going on with Blog Talk, man. I love Blog Talk to death. I love Blog Talk to death, but seriously, Blog Talk, like, come on, man. Like, enough's enough, man. My other hosts go through this. My other hosts get kicked off. Guest callers get kicked off. I get kicked off. Nizzy Nay get kicked off. Come on, Blog Talk, man. It's not just our cell phones. Like, nah, man. Stop it, man. Like, gotta get this together. Come on, we love y'all, Blog Talk, man, but y'all gotta get this together, man. Like, you know what I mean? Messing up people's shows, man, getting kicked off in the middle of a talk and trying to make a valid point. Now I gotta try and remember what the heck I was saying. Listen, what was the last thing you heard me saying?
You was talking about some guy on the slideshow.
Yeah, I was saying, like, what is that thing with the earring and it droops down? Like, it makes their ear, like the bottom of their ear, literally droop down to this big, huge circle so it looks like a hula hoop on their ear. What the hell is that?
Oh, it's an ear piercing. It's an ear piercing.
I mean, yeah, obviously it's a piercing, isn't it? But, like, what the hell is it? Like, how does somebody ear? It makes it look like they have a deformity. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that makes it look like they have, like, a birth effect or something. That's what it makes it look like. So, like, but of course, it's, like, intentionally done that way. What is that? Like, what is that? What the hell is it? What is it called? What the hell is it for? Like, what is that? Please, somebody, you got to tell me this name.
I don't know. I think it's called, like, a gauge or, I don't know. I don't know what it's called. I forget what the guy told me what it was called, but it's a piercing and they like it. I don't know. I don't really understand it, but as all of you pretty
I'm
much.
I'm like lost for words. Like, I don't get it. Like, is that supposed to be like? I guess it's a fashion statement. Like, I don't know. What
yeah,
are you trying to figure this out? Like, what the hell, man?
There's a lot of them wear around here. Even females do.
I mean. Well, you do live in the boonies, so I know people in the boonies do weird things anyway. But, like, I don't, man, like, I don't know, man. I really don't get it. I don't get it. Like, why would somebody want to do that to their ear? Like, Nizzy, what's your thoughts on it? Obviously, I'm just biased, so I think you're a little less biased than me. What is your thoughts on that? Like, you're the one that sent me the pictures.
I mean.
Okay, so now we lost Nitty Nay. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about, Blog Talk. Like, come on, man. Hold on, y'all. Nitty Nay will be back soon. She'll be calling right back. We might end up having to go a little overtime to get our show done because we're getting kicked off air. And that's how you know it's not the cell phone because, like, how do we both just ironically, both our phones lost service? That's how you know. That's how you know. It's not that much ironicness in the world. You know when I was talking to Blog Talk customer service, I asked them, like, is there a way, like, people be, like, I'm starting to think people, like, can, like, somehow do that. Like, you know how you got hackers and all that stuff, and maybe hackers are able to, you know what I mean, to mess around with your switchboard or something and get you kicked off. Something is ain't right. Something ain't right with this. I was speaking to one of the customer service reps about it. You know, like I said, Blog Talk, we love y'all, but come on, we got to do better than this. Like,
yeah,
it's not our,
like,
cell phones, man. It's not our cell phones.
Literally in the middle
of, phone.
Like,
I don't care.
Like, literally
it
in the middle.
When we're talking regularly on the phone, why the hell is it happening now? Like, it's not our phones.
I know, it's not our phones. Yeah.
It just takes time kicking everybody off. Once one person gets kicked off, you know the next person is going to get kicked off within the next 3 minutes. See, I got to stop now. I'm just talking about this the whole time, Blog Talk, getting this together. So I'm just going, Anyway, I'm just trying to understand, like, I don't, like, all right, let me go to the picture. All right, so anybody watching the slideshow, so we got the pictures numbered in order. So picture number nine, this guy, he's got the, like, kind of blondish, a dark, dirty blondish color. He's got the tattoos, like, on his nose. He got the nose ring. And then he got, not tattoos, he got the piercings. He got the piercings on his nose. He got the nose ring. And then he got the piercings underneath his nose. I don't know what type of formation it is. Like, it's going around all the way around to his cheeks, all the way down towards his chin, on his chin, then to the other right side of his right cheek. And then he's got the circular, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. That's how crazy it is. I don't get it. He's just got piercings all over his face, basically. And then he has the little, listen, what is that called? Like, you said that they get that intentionally done with their face, where they have, like, the little extra layer of skin sitting on their face, and it sticks out in almost like a wing formation.
Yeah, I don't know what it actually is called. But when I was looking, like, for pictures for piercings, I mean, I like, every picture had that little pointy thing on their head. And I don't really understand what it, I don't know what it is exactly.
I was saying, like, and you said this is, you know for a fact this is real, right? Like, this is not, this
yeah,
is not like,
I mean,
something
it's
like,
literally,
this ain't no,
I mean,
movie
was,
pictures you got, like, this ain't no,
no,
this
ain't
from a play
people.
Or nothing, like, this is real people that really do this to themselves.
It's real people, like, it was real people in the pictures having this.
Okay, so this next picture, picture number 10, this guy has the earring thing with the circular thing, and it makes his earlobe drop all the way down, like the bottom of the ear, but gets stretched. Like, it don't even look real. Like, the bottom of the ear is stretched, and there's a big circle where the earring is, sits, the ring sits in the ear, and there's a circle, so there's no meat right there underneath the ear. It's just a circle. You can stick your finger straight through to the other side, but the outline, the outer layer of their ear, the circular part of the ear, is, like, down. It's stretched all the way down almost to, like, the side of their chin. What the hell? I got to know. Like, somebody got to tell me. I just can't. I can't do this. Somebody got to tell me. And then he has, like, a, I don't, you know, it was like his nose. He got his nose turned into, like, a pig's snout. So his nose looks like a pig's nose. Like, it's like the shape of it. As soon as I seen it, I'm like, it's like a pig. Like, I think it's, like, intentional. Like, you must have, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, I don't know why somebody want to do it to themselves. So, this guy, anybody listening to the show, you watching, listening online, you'll see the slideshow. You'll see the guy, he has the side of his head shades. He has tattoo over top of his left and right eyebrow. Then he has like a pig snout. He's got like some little piercing circular thing on the side of his nose, on each side of his nose. He got the circular big earring hula hoop thing on his ear. And it makes his ear droop all the way down. I don't know that. I'm explaining it the best way I can. I know it sounds weird, but this is what I'm visually seeing like right now. Like, and I'm just trying to understand. Like, when we talk about tattoos and piercings, this is the extreme of the extreme. This is the extreme of the extreme. And then that takes us to the last thing. Now, you said these the two females are two different females, right, Nizine?
Yeah.
And they both look like they were, like, it looks like a movie. Like, it don't look real. Like, it does not look like someone would do this for themselves in real life. Now, the one with the red hair has, like, these big bump groove things on her head. And then you said that people do this, like, not like she was born that way. Like, she got those placed in her head to make her head look like that, correct?
Yeah.
So she's got, like, tattoos of, like, this little, like, I see, like, a spade symbol, a heart, a star, like a four-leaf clover, something, all types of, like, little symbols going around her head, her face. But that's not the kicker. The kicker is the bump groove things in her head. Anybody watching this show right now, please, like, don't take my word for it. Look at the picture on the slideshow. It's right there in your face. Like, I'm just trying to understand. Like, she's tatted up, but with her, it's not the tattoos. It's the bump groove things, and, like, you know, it's one thing if you're born a certain way and you can't help it, you can't help it. But to intentionally do this to yourself, I just don't understand. She got the little spike things coming out her forehead. The nose ring is nothing. That looks, like, so innocent compared to, like, the bump things. Well, I don't even know. I don't even know what they're called. Like, I don't know. I was trying to understand. I need Nizine to explain this. She's the one that found the pictures. So Nizine needs to explain this to me.
I don't know what it is.
Somebody
tell
Nizine to explain this to me.
I don't know what it is. I'm trying to tell you. I just found the picture of these piercings. Like, I don't understand it. I don't know what they're called. I don't know anything. I just know that I've seen it before. I don't know what it is about. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. It's just all I know is this piercing. That's about it.
It's crazy. Which takes us to our last picture. And this also part of the slideshow. This lady, the last lady I was speaking on had like the red dreads. This is like brown dreads. And hers is a little more, I would say, like satanic. Like, she's got the grooves on her head, too, and she's got, like, the tattoo going around her eye. I'm assuming that's a tattoo. I don't freaking know. She's got the grooves in her head, like the yellow woman does, and she got the ear thing that makes her ear droop down. Also, the rings, but then she's got, like, this nose ring thing. And once again, it looks innocent compared to everything else. Then her teeth, she has, like, vampire fangs. And isn't that, you were telling me that people intentionally get that, like, get their teeth done like that? Like, to get themselves fangs so they can look like vampires?
Yes. There is actually a chick on TV that she literally had her teeth sharp, shaped like that, and she liked to drink blood. She thought she was a vampire. And she would drink. She actually had one friend that would let her drink his blood.
What is the world coming to? That's what I was like. For someone to want to, like, do that to yourself. Did I do that? Oh, my bad. Like, what is the world coming to? Hold up. Jay Styles says something. What's Jay Styles? Hold up. The airing thing is called a gauge. I have seen it in real life, and it is freaky. That's what Jay Styles just said. Shout out to Jay Styles. Yeah, you're right, it's in there. It's called A Gauge. And Jay Styles said she's seen it in real life and it's really freaky. Yeah, it is freaky. It's like crazy. Like it's like a Jay Styles. I know you're probably you see the slideshow. You know you're part of the It's Real Talk radio staff, so I know you seen the slideshow. Like that is crazy. Like it's crazy. You know what? It just comes to a certain point when when it gets like that to the point. Like there's something else I can think of, but to just pray for people. And I think some of these people worship Satan. Like seriously. I ain't trying to judge nobody, but to do that to yourself is nothing like holy, godly, or like nothing positive out of that. You said the one woman likes to drink blood. Like she thinks she's a real-life vampire.
Yeah.
These two females I was talking about on these pictures on a slideshow look like they think they're vampires too. Like it's crazy. Like it's crazy. It's crazy. I didn't believe this in there. I still kind of don't believe. Like, I still need to see their real-life story. Like, I need to see a documentary on these people to believe that they're real. And this is not something that somebody just, like, did for, like, a play or a movie or something. Like, this is so hard to, like, see, like, the picture. Someone intentionally wanting to do this to themselves. Because, you know, we got the one picture with the girl. And those women make the girl with the, you know, listen, the one picture was the girl with this her head shaved, and she got a tattoo on the side of her head, and that's just it. It's like a little nose ring, and that's just pretty much it. A lip ring above her lip and under her bottom lip. I mean, that makes her look like an angel. Like it's crazy. I don't know, but it's just crazy, man. I just, you know. Hey, man, I just pray for some people and, you know, just, ugh, goodness freaking gracious, man. I think on that note, I think it's time for me to just go ahead and just kick back and get my thoughts together because this has got me wrecking my brain right now trying to understand. Like, I'm a person that likes to understand, like, why people do the things they do, human behavior and stuff like that, and I just be trying to understand some people. And it's not something I'm not going to get no answers on this show. I'm just going to have to, I'll see what I come up with, man, but holy freaking crap, man. So that's my closing statement, holy crap. We talk about piercings and tattoos and stuff, but when it comes to that, when we were talking about those pictures on the Star Show, that's a whole new, we wasn't even talking about them throughout the show. That's a whole new ball game. That's a whole different sector right there. That's a whole different sector. You know what I mean? But as far as tattoos and piercings, I'm just going to close with saying, as we stated time and time again, to each their own. Like, you know, we are some amongst the coolest people you'll ever meet here, the It's Real Talk radio staff. We're all cool, very down-to-earth people. That's why our show is called It's Real Talk Radio. You know, we're not here to judge anybody. We're just here to state our opinions and, you know, just give our side of things. At the end of the day, to each their own, do what you do. In real life, you would never see Tay Real say something ignorant about somebody towards somebody. First of all, I'm a grown man, and I know how to keep my opinion to myself. I'm an opinionated person, but at the end of the day, people do what they do because they choose to do it, and people got feelings, and I got feelings too, and I'm not out to, like, blast nobody else. You know what I mean? Like, even the situation we were just talking about, Nizzy Nate, like, I just feel like I'm not, like, you know, I don't have anything hateful to say to people like that. It's more like I feel like, man, what makes them, what do they go through in their personal life or something? Like, why would they want to do it? Not like, you effing idiot, F you, eat this, suck that. Like, nah, you know what I mean? So just to, you know, show people that, you know, I got compassion, man. I'm not here to judge nobody or speak down on nobody. It's just, you know. We're just speaking real-life stuff, man. That's what we do on It's Real Talk Radio, man. Monday shows is like the roll of the dice. You never know. It's tattoos and piercings this week. Next week, it might be the stars and the moon. Who knows? Dinosaurs, stalkers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Whatever. You just don't know. But that's the excitement. You never know. Like, I can't tell y'all what we're going to talk about next Monday, but the rest of the show is going to be interesting, and as always, it's going to be debatable because that's what we do. Nizzy Nay?
would just say that, you know, you do what you do. If you like tattoos, that's on you. I don't like them. I will never get one ever in my life. But if that's you, then that's you. I know a lot of people that have tattoos all over their bodies. And if that's you, then that's you. But don't begin no tattoo because you have some type of insecurity, because that's just not going to help your that's not going to help your issues. No, if you're going to get one, get it because that's something that you like, not to hide something that you're uncomfortable with. So, I don't understand them, but hey, do what you do.
Well, I was saying, Nizzy Nay, and do what you do, but don't turn yourself into a human vampire. I'm sorry. Do what you do to eat their own, but there has to be a line drawn. There has to be a line drawn. Do what you do. If you want to get a tattoo or piercing, do what you do, but don't turn yourself into a human vampire. Like, don't do it. Like, please. Like, don't. Like, please, man. Just don't do it, man. Just don't. Just don't. Just don't do it, man. I can't stress it enough. Like, anybody listening, see those pictures, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, don't intentionally do that to yourself. Like, don't. Just don't do it, man. Don't do it. And that's just how I'm going to close out. Don't turn yourself into a human vampire. Other than that, man, you do what you do. You live your life, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. It's Real Talk Radio, man. I'm your host, T-Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
And shout out to Nizzy Nay's new phone. Like, Nizzy Nay, I'm glad you got a new phone. You know what I mean? You lost a certain car, yeah. I'm not going to put them on blast because we're looking for, you know, we want to get sponsors, so we don't want to ruin relationships with people. But, you know what I mean? You had a certain car, yeah, that was doing you greasy. And I am definitely glad. You know, that's the reason why you haven't heard Nizzy Nay for a while, probably some weeks. I think the last time Nizzy Nay was on was like 3 weeks ago. You know, she wasn't trying to let go of her ex. Kanye was like her ex-lover. She was not trying to let him go, and she finally did. She's got a new Kanye now, and now we're able to do our Monday shows again. So, you know, shout out to Nizzy Nay's new phone for allowing us to be able to continue our Monday shows. know, I'm serious, man. I was kind of ticked off about that. Like, man, come on, Nizzy Nay. But, hey, shout out to you, Nizzy Nay, because you set your pride aside and you got a new phone and we can able to do our shows again. Shout out to you for that. You know, I was really looking forward to getting back up on here and doing these shows. So shout out to you for that, man, setting your pride aside. Not everybody can do that, and you did that. But with that said, it's Real Talk Radio. This is the Monday show. I'm your host, Tay Real. That is my co-host, Nizzy Nay. It's been a blast, and we'll see what we come up with next week. You never know, you know what I mean? But it's Real Talk Radio, T-Real, Nizzy Nay. We're out of here. Good night.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with T-Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP. Or you can just shoot us.